Now I'm urging the legislature to take up this proposal during the current legislative session using the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Fund, which is called ESSER. So the money's there. We need to figure out the best way to use it.
Speaking in Naples on Wednesday, the governor said his plan contains an incentive for teachers who earn a Florida Civic Seal of Excellence designation.
And for every teacher completing the training, they will receive a $3,000 bonus. Under this initiative, the department will partner with national leaders in civics professional development to provide a series of modules and micro-credentials that any Florida teacher will be eligible to attain.
Elsewhere, DeSantis is directing Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran to require all high school seniors to take a civics exam. Passing it as a graduation requirement remains under discussion. The test will be implemented by next school year, but the governor wants a trial run this school year, depending on what's worked out with lawmakers.
It doesn't matter what field you go into. We're all expected to exercise the duties of citizenship. And that, of course, means voting, but it also means being involved in your community. Having graduating kids with the foundational knowledge to understand what makes America unique is really, really important.
If passed by the legislature, DeSantis' plan would incorporate what he calls foundational concepts while shunning what he calls unsanctioned narratives, the latter including critical race theory, an academic movement by civil rights scholars and activists who seek to examine the law as it intersects with issues of race.
Let me be clear, there's no room in our classrooms for things like critical race theory. Teaching kids to hate their country and to hate each other. Our schools are supposed to give people a foundation of knowledge, not supposed to be indoctrination centers.
In January 2020, DeSantis issued an executive order to reform the education structure, including the elimination of Common Core, which had been the standard for a decade. The governor went on to say that the change of venue, so to speak, in the teaching of civics is also aimed at cooling what he believes is a superheated political atmosphere. He contends a reason for that is a lack of a common foundation to reference.
In terms of understanding, you know, the American Revolution, the Constitution, understanding people like Lincoln, understanding what we did in World War II, fighting the Cold War, all these important things, no matter if your family came on the Mayflower or you just became a naturalized citizen yesterday, you know, these principles are meant for you.
Other features in the package include creation of regional civics coaches to provide support for local programs, $17 million to bolster Florida's civics curriculum, and $6.5 million for a career pathway program to develop partnerships between secondary schools and government institutions. More announcements on civics education are expected from Governor DeSantis over the next few months. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.